The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I'm writing this comment on a Sunday instead of a Monday, so after I've read the long articles in Sunday's Time Standard about criminal cops, I'll comment on that next time. I got another Social Security scam call the other day. This one was like the last one I got, a little more sophisticated, as you had to dial 1 if you wanted more information. But when I did that, no one was there. Just remember, Social Security doesn't make phone calls. As I think back to PG&E's power outages and how lucky we were to be out only one day, I think of how all the businesses and folks who were out for longer periods suffered business losses and personal inconveniences if they had no support. I was lucky to have a neighbor who took good care of me. We hear talk about doing things to create more power here. The old atomic plant near Fields Landing, for one. My first father-in-law helped construct it. The question is it a candidate for transferring to some other source of power? The question of burners at local mills has been brought up. How much power can they generate? Does the pollution they produce overdo the good they do? You have the wind, then you have the wind generating project down by Scotia. I'm either for it or against it because I don't know that much about it. But I've heard all the power generated was supposed to go to the south. The comments on how ugly the towers would be is one item against it, and whether or not it would kill birds is another argument. I guess time will tell. I just want to remind you who can to go give some blood. I have given over 100 units and received a bunch too. It's a good way to give of yourself and to help out the community at the same time. It was nice to read where Guy Fieri is giving his time and talents to feed first responders. It's good to see a local guy who has made the big time be a real asset to the communities. Juul cigarettes. They say they are very bad for one's health. No kidding? Why did they make them in the first place? The mint-flavored ones have become favorites for kids, it seems. I've heard that they are going to quit selling them. Just a mint or all of them? We don't need any more things to ruin our, and especially our kids' health. Adults should know better. But kids either don't know better or think, oh, it'll be okay, it won't happen to me. I smoked for a couple years when I was 18 to 20, but found out I was allergic. I didn't know how lucky I was. If you know a teen who smokes, discourage them with the facts. Right now, cigarettes are so expensive, most lower-income folks have to cut out something else to be able to afford them. I'm so glad I quit. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.